Blackstone Audio presents The Patience of the Spider by Andrea Camilleri, translated by Stephen Sartorelli. Chapter 1. He jolted awake, sweaty and short of breath. For a few seconds he didn't know where he was. Then the soft, regular breathing of Livia, who lay asleep beside him, brought him back to a familiar, reassuring reality. He was in his bedroom in Marinella. What had yanked him from his sleep was a sharp pang, cold as a knife blade, in his wounded shoulder. He didn't need to look at the clock on the nightstand to know that it was 3:30 in the morning. Actually, 3:27:40. The same thing had been happening to him for the last 20 days, ever since the night Jamil Zarzis, a trafficker in small third-world children, had shot and wounded him, and he had reacted by killing the man. 20 days, but it was as though the mechanism of time had got stuck at that moment. Some gear in the part of his brain that measures the passing hours and days had gone clack. And ever since, if he was asleep, he would wake up, and if he was awake, everything around him would stop in a sort of imperceptible freeze frame. He knew very well that during that split-second duel, it had never crossed his mind to check what time it was, and yet, and this he remembered very clearly, the moment the bullet fired by Jamil Zarzis penetrated his flesh, a voice inside him, an impersonal female voice, slightly metallic, like the voices you hear over PA systems in train stations and supermarkets, had said, "It is 3:27:40. "Were you with the inspector?" "Yes, doctor." "Your name?" "Fazio, doctor."